While the fine art object is valued because it is unique, it is also valued because it can be reproduced for popular consumption. For example, Van Gogh's paintings have been reproduced endlessly on posters, postcards, coffee mugs, and t-shirts. Ordinary consumers can own a copy of the highly valued originals. Therefore, the value of the original results not only from its uniqueness, but from its being the source from which reproductions are made. The manufacturers who produce art reproductions and the consumers who purchase and display them give value to the work of art by making it available to many people as an item of popular culture. Roman doll makers continued to use technology developed by the Egyptians in Greece, but in line with the artistic sensibilities of their culture, they were constantly trying to make dolls more elegant and beautiful. One doll, found near Prati in Rome, was made of ivory and lay beside her owner who had died at the age of 18. Next to the doll was a small box, also made of ivory, containing tiny combs and a silver mirror. The doll had rings on her fingers and held a tiny key which unlocked the box. Like children today, the younger members of Roman civilizations would have dressed and undressed their dolls and decorated their hair and fingers according to the latest fashion.